Good morning, everybody. It's January 3rd. Happy New Year. In case you didn't hear me say that yesterday on the shows to everybody, it's 2019. And my name's Larry Jacobs. Regardless of the year, my name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Hope you all had a good holiday. I'll say that for the shows this week. Okay, then we'll get on to the real business of 2019. Hope it was a safe and happy one, and that you're swinging back to work pretty easily. Although I hated having the holidays on Tuesday, it does make for a short week when you get back, which makes life a little bit easier. We can all swing back in, myself included, I might add, much easier than if it were a full long week. Okay, we've got Matt Russell here today and Gabby Gallagher, both of them from NCEA, the National Catholic Educational Association. Love doing shows talking about the Catholic schools, et cetera. And we're going to talk about it's. I don't think it's this week. I think it's next week. I'll find out from the gang. It's Catholic Schools Week 2019, either coming up or right now. And they also have a day of giving, which is part of that whole thing. So we're going to talk to them about that and all the wonderful things they have planned in professional development, that kind of thing, for the new year 2019. If you're a Catholic educator, we've been doing shows with the group for years, and we love that to continue. We're going to archive the show at education-talkradio.org, education-talkradio.org. That's our website. We put a new schedule up on Saturdays, each Saturday morning. You can see the shows we're doing for the next week. All right. I can talk that. I'm having a coughing fit here. That's what's going on. All right. I'm kind of like stuffy a little bit. It was snow. Today's my day. It was snowing all morning. It just stopped, and I have to go to the dentist around noon for a root canal. So that's my day today. So Gabby and Matt will help me along there. We're going to archive show education-talkradio.org. We tweet at EduTalk Radio and Facebook as well at EduTalk Radio. I can't talk today. All right. And also check out our magazine on accessibility, compliance, and equity. That's ace-ed.org. The magazine is ACE, Accessibility, Compliance, and Equity in Education. ace-ed.org. Okay. Whole magazine's up there. It's digital. It's fun. I can't talk, so I'm going to swing over to my guests here. All right. Matt, you there?
Yeah. Hi, Larry. How are you? Great to talk to you again.
Thanks. It's good to have you here. And you too, Gabby. Can you hear me?
Hi, Larry. Yep, I can hear you just fine. Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. Same to you. And, of course, I'm having a coughing fit. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to dunk my mic while I do this. Just give me 1 second here. You didn't hear that horrible sound, did you?
We did not, no.
Yeah, you're lucky you and lucky the audience. I'm telling you, I'm all backed up here for some reason. Okay, I'm going to swing over because I'm having trouble catching my breath here. I want to ask you a couple of things. But first thing, let's get down to the nitty-gritty here. NCEA, Matt, why don't you tell us all about that? All right, and then also tell us about Catholic Schools Week.
Sure. So NCEA is the National Catholic Educational Association, and we're the membership organization for all the Catholic schools, the Catholic educators across the country in pre-K to 12 Catholic education. My role at NCEA is I'm the Chief Advancement and Business Development Officer, so I take care of all the fundraising, all the partnerships. We get things rolling, get the business going for the association. And Gabby can tell you a little bit about her role at NCEA.
Sure. So I'm Gabby Gallagher. I'm the Assistant Director of Marketing Communications, and I'm also the editor of our award-winning magazine, Momentum, which includes best practices, resources, and templates, and good news stories on Catholic school education.
Hey Gabby, can you send me that? How often does Momentum come out?
It's a quarterly publication, and absolutely, I can send that over. Actually, all of our issues are available digitally online. So they're all archived.
Okay.
They're optimized for any device that you might be on, and you can download and share on social media. You can email interesting articles, things of that nature. So I'll send you the link for the archives.
I would love that.
And our
Thank
future
you.
Issue is going to be in mailboxes in the next 2 weeks. Right now, we're focusing on our marketing communications for our NCEA 2019 Convention and Expo, which is coming up in the spring, which I'm sure Matt can touch on a little bit later. But right now, the big thing that's coming up is, as you mentioned, National Catholic Schools Week. It's actually at the end of January. It always falls in the last week of January going into February. So this year, it's January 27th through February 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the 45th anniversary of National Catholic Schools Week. So we have a nice round number that we're celebrating this year, and it really is a celebration week for Catholic schools. We have the theme Catholic Schools Learn, Serve, Lead, Succeed. And schools observe Catholic Schools Week with masses, open houses, activities for students and families, and they celebrate various members of their community, such as their parish, their students, the nation, faculty and staff, and they plan activities around that, and they share it on social media, and we share what they share, and it really is a great time to show the excellence of Catholic education and invite families to consider Catholic school education for their children.
I hope they do, especially if they're Catholic. I hope they do. But actually, I always like to bring up this point. Catholic schools aren't just for Catholics. Okay, there's a lot of people who are here who go to Catholic schools. And I will say, especially if I may, and I think I'm right here, Matt. I know certainly urban. OK, but I believe some rural areas as well. OK, Catholic schools, are really part and parcel of the whole community anywhere they are. But a lot of people make the choice for them. Am I correct, Matt?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And across the country, you see the Catholic schools are representative of whatever the community is that they're engaged with and embedded in and serve. And that really is the key to the Catholic schools. They really are a part of the community. They serve the community, and on a national average, we're about 20% non-Catholic across the country.
Yeah.
But within each community, that percentage varies in reflection of the community itself that the school is serving.
Right,
but
and it's an age of school choice.
Really, absolutely, and the important thing there is that those Catholic schools are there to serve the children as they find them, the kids in those communities to be served, not just the Catholic students, but all of the students in those communities.
And Matt, how are we doing in terms of finding teachers, across schools in general? There's a teacher shortage, just specifically in certain areas. How are the Catholic schools doing with that? So just
Catholic
the same?
Catholic schools are doing fine. I think that there always is some pressure to make sure that we have the most qualified teachers that we can find for our schools and our students. But, one of the biggest changes in Catholic schools, of course, in the last 50 years has been the switch from a religious faculty to a lay faculty.
Yeah.
And
right.
In fact, now we're 97% lay faculty across the country.
Really?
So these schools are staffed by the laity in service to the church, but all well-qualified, highly qualified teachers serving in those schools.
That's interesting. That's an interesting statistic. I didn't know that one. 97% lay educators, huh?
97.4, if you want to get technical.
Wow, if I want to get technical. Wow, that's incredible. Yeah. I did not know that. As I think about it, it makes sense, but I don't think I ever heard that statistic before. That's really, really interesting. I got to tell you. Okay? So what's going to happen? Gabby or Matt, I'll ask either of you. What's going to happen during National Catholic Schools Week, the last week of January?
Yep. So probably the highlight of our National Catholic Schools Week will be celebrating our second annual Many Gifts, One Nation. It's a day of giving to Catholic schools in partnership with FACS. It will be January 29th to the 30th, and it runs noon to noon Eastern time. And what this is a day of giving. It's a single online giving platform where all Catholic schools are available on a searchable database. And so a potential donor can go in, they can search, their old elementary school or maybe their kid's school or maybe just
great
Catholic school down the street. And it's a time for them to give back. So this is, a day of philanthropy. And we invite people to share it with, their friends on social media, via emails, and make donations big and small to donate at their local level. So last year was our inaugural year. We raised over $859,000 in a single day. That was nearly 7,000 gifts. It benefited 539 schools and 136 Catholic dioceses. So we're hoping to break some records here in our second year. We have a lot of schools that are actively updating their giving portal. So if some of your listeners are working in Catholic schools or they have children who go to Catholic school and they're interested, they should check with their school principal to make sure that their giving page is updated by January 14th. This allows them to customize it. They get their own URL. They still will be able to be eligible to get gifts if they don't update their page. But this is a great way for them to sort of have a personalized approach to giving just to their school.
Yeah, that's Larry, good. I think that's good. It's kind of a steal from NPR. I kind of like it. I like it. Right?
Yeah,
I like it. It's a compliment. Yeah.
It's important to note in this, Larry, that one of the main drivers behind this, Fax Management, who's a great partner of NCEA, has done all of the technical – yeah, they've done all the technical heavy lifting, and they've set up an infrastructure that can support an online web page for every Catholic school in the country. And there are a few that aren't NCEA members. There are a few, but this is not just for NCEA member schools. This is for all Catholic schools, and they can go in, they can claim their page, they can use it to increase their visibility, their engagement with their community, drive support from near and from far. So it really is a way for small schools, small Catholic schools who maybe don't have the technological ability to create those pages and maintain that online presence and collect the funds that are necessary in a modern world, for them to be able to do that and to be able to connect with their community and their alumni and their stakeholders across the country. And this is something that wouldn't be able to do without Fax. And so we are incredibly honored to be able to partner with them to be able to bring this to all of the Catholic schools across the country for our 45th annual National Catholic Schools Week.
Let's give them a little plug, and that's Fax, F-A-C-T-S, right? As in facts, not F-A-S.
That's correct.
Yeah, and
F-A-C-T-S.
Actually, F-A-C-T-S. FACTS, Fax Management, and give them a little plug here. They do tuition management. Am I correct? If I remember correctly,
They do tuition management. They have student information systems. They have consulting services in support of Catholic schools.
Yep.
Fax is a full service provider of support for Catholic schools across the country.
They've been with you guys for a long, long time. I know that, and they're a nice company. And I used to get them on the phone quite often, and they're just nice folks. So I'm glad. I just wanted to give them a little plug. And, you said something else, either Matt or Gabby, a minute ago. I'm not sure I knew this, okay? You said that I thought every Catholic school was a member of NCEA, but I guess I am wrong the way you said that a few minutes ago. Okay, am I right? But the National Day of Giving is for all Catholic schools. What's the percentage
of
Catholic schools?
We have about 90% of the schools.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was 100, to be quite honest.
Well, we're working on it.
No, you'll get there. You'll get there. I suggest prayer. That will work for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, that'll help. 90% is pretty good, I gotta tell you. That's really, really cool. Congratulations on that. This is very smart. And like I said, they're a good, good company. You know, will you find that on the National Day of Giving, I want to say this the right way, you have to give it to a specific school, right?
Yes and no. So you can search a specific school, but you can also donate to a diocese. So, for example, if you went to a school that maybe has consolidated or longer open, but you still want to give back because you had a great experience and you want that experience to live on for other students, you can look up the diocese. You can give a gift there, and you just let them know that you want it in support of Catholic schools. Or you can give directly to NCEA. We also have a page there, and people are welcome to make gifts to NCEA, and it helps fund our mission to help serve Catholic schools. But the really great example of schools who are sharing, we had some schools last year who they set goals to raise money, but then they were also giving back to other schools. So, for example, if their principal was a graduate of another school, they were giving a gift gratitude for that education. So it's not just about funding the school that you're in, it's funding all Catholic schools, and it's really a national effort, and the excitement builds because so many schools are participating on one single day.
And what's going to happen? That's one day of National Schools Week. Gabby, stay with me here. What happens the rest of the week? And I'm going to ask, what do you want schools to do? What do you want parents to do? And here's an interesting part. What do you want the students to do to recognize their education, et cetera? Now, again, National Catholic Schools Week. Well, what's the game plan for the typical Catholic school, wherever that may be?
Yeah. So the idea behind Catholic Schools Week, in a lot of places they celebrate in different ways with pep rallies and activities, but it's because it's a celebration week, it's that fun week where they really get to celebrate everything they've been doing. So we don't ask them to do a whole lot of new things because schools are busy, teachers are busy, you know, it's the middle of the year. One thing that we do offer on the Tuesday is it's the National Day of Service. So we do provide an opportunity for schools to discover service opportunities through Catholic Relief Services. Each school can download a free disaster and emergency toolkit, which aligns with the theme for their day of service this year. But a lot of schools do their own service hours. So what we're asking them to do is to share those service hours or service goals and achievements during Catholic Schools Week. It's not necessarily doing it during Catholic Schools Week, but it's reporting about what they've done and sharing that information and talking about it on social media and sharing information with schools across the country and colleagues across the country. And it's also a time to say thank you to the faculty and volunteers.
Yeah.
At the end of the week, that's that time where, you know, maybe there's a coffee cart going around the school because the parents have decided to say thank you to the teachers, or students handwrite thank you notes to parishioners and volunteers who have contributed.
Nice.
It's an opportunity to showcase what's best about schools and celebrate it in a way that is that works for the school and really just makes what's best about Catholic school education shine through.
Nicely said. I got to tell you, Matt, there's a question. Since we're statistics oriented today, I'm curious, and I have a feeling it's a high number, but you can put it into perspective for me. Kids who start out in Catholic elementary school, okay, what's the percentage that continue through and graduate from grade 12? I imagine it's high.
It is pretty high, and we have a pretty stable secondary school numbers and population.
Yeah.
as we go through. There is some fall off from the elementary to the secondary schools, but we have 1.835 million students in Catholic education, pre-K to 12, serving students in every state and all regions.
Okay, but we don't have the number of how many, and I'm not talking about graduation rate, okay, which I know is also pretty high. Okay, I'm just talking about the number
our
of kids, and that makes
and our students graduate from our Catholic secondary schools at 99%.
Exactly, I knew that was incredibly high. Okay, and I think that's just
wonderful. I don't
have
the exact percentage for the students that matriculate from our elementary schools to our secondary schools.
What number?
That's an interesting statistic. We'll have to try to find that.
Yeah, I hope you can, and I think some of the reason for if there is a little drop, I think the reason might be I'm going to ask you this question too. Are there more Catholic elementary schools that which makes sense? I got to say this right, proportionately, so to speak. Okay, are there more elementary schools? I don't know how to ask this the right way when I thought about it than high schools. Does that make
sure.
sense?
So. Total across the country, there are 6,352 Catholic schools in total. 5,150 of those are elementary schools, and 1,194 are secondary schools.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Wow, I wonder what the number is percentage-wise.
Enrollments are slightly more than double in our elementary schools than in the secondary schools. So we've got 1.2 million. In our elementary and middle schools, and 560,000 in our secondary schools.
It's very, very interesting statistically. It really is. And I'm curious now. I don't even know where to go to get the number. What that is for public schools, how the ratio of elementary to a high school is, like six elementaries to one high school, whatever the case may be. That's really an interesting number. I got to tell you, it's really cool. You guys do such great work. You're the editor of the magazine, Gabby. What are the hot topics in the Catholic education right now? It's 2019.
So, Yeah, so we're publishing our winter issue now and going into our spring issue, and we have a lot of interesting topics on leadership succession, you know, teachers going into principalships and then principals becoming diocesan or school system leaders, and really guiding Catholic school educators on their journey through their vocation to Catholic education. Another really popular topic has to do with marketing, branding. How do Catholic schools tell their story in a meaningful way that helps secure their brand and identity? So we do often do topics along those lines. And then we also have a lot of interest in serving diverse cultures and diversity, such as exceptional learners, and things of that nature. So those are really popular topics. We also are talking a lot about early education, and this sort of goes into the retention. You were talking about early education into secondary education, and it really starts even before elementary. It really starts in those early education years, and we are actually having a conference within our convention in Chicago that's focusing solely on early education and what that is in the Catholic school community, as well as why that's important for the retention of students into elementary schools and beyond.
And I hope all community members, Catholic, whatever they might be, take advantage, community members, as Catholic schools become more and more, they've always been, but become more and more involved in early education. That is so key. And you guys may be able to provide something really cool that even public schools can't do all the time. And that's really high quality early education, which is so darn important. It's beyond belief. I have a question for you, Gabby. You mentioned, as you're writing your magazine, one of the key issues is branding and identity. All right, and either you or Matt can answer this. Maybe it's better for Matt. I don't know. What is the brand and identity that you want Catholic schools to have? Let's just say for 2019.
Response is that it's not necessarily a one size fits all. But the one thing that all Catholic schools have in common is that they exist to serve the whole child. And so they provide excellent academics, but they also provide quality faith formation. And so that's something that really comes to the core of all Catholic schools. We do help Catholic schools with their marketing and branding. So many people think of NCEA as a membership association that works with the educator in the classroom, but we provide a number of resources for the marketing and admissions and advancement personnel in the Catholic schools. Each year, we publish a marketing kit. It's a year-round marketing kit for Catholic schools that helps guide them through the entire academic year about how they can tell their story.
Nice.
And how to identify those things that stand out in their school community. So some schools might have a really great STREAM program. Other schools may have a really strong emphasis on the arts. And so we're encouraging them to do what they do best and tell their story, and also support the other Catholic schools that might do something different, and really become a community of Catholic schools that work together to help tell the story of quality Catholic education.
You know, that's interesting that you said that. I'm curious, Matt, I'll ask you this. Do you see an evolving, which I think is pretty cool, where the Catholic schools, you know, one is for science and technology, another is performing arts, kind of like magnet schools. Okay, do you see them, that every school doesn't have to be all things for all people, but they can be more specifically oriented in their curriculum, which does create a community? And I'm curious, Matt, what's the thoughts on that?
Absolutely. We are seeing that across the country, and It's a wonderful evolution that's happening in the schools, because it's not a pre-planned sort of target thing. We say we're going to put a STEM school here and a STREAM school and an art school here. These schools are evolving their identity, rooted in their Catholic traditions and based in and with the needs of the community, the communities that they serve. So it's a very holistic approach, serving the whole child, serving the community,
yeah,
and really giving those families that are in the schools the education that they want for their children.
That it's very interesting, and that could be a very interesting evolving of Catholic education. It's happening already, and I hope they're planning to market it. And Gabby, I have to ask you something. You said that there's a new marketing booklet comes out from NCEA. each year, which indicates that things change, all right, that you have new ideas, et cetera, about marketing and creating an identity for a school, all right? And let's just take 2019, or if you want 2018. What has changed in the marketing? Because these schools depend on tuition and community involvement. They truly do. So they have to market, okay? They need customers, so to speak, all right, which is fine. It's excellent, all right? But what changes? What are the changes you advocate doing to get their message across? That's key stuff. Gabby, I don't know if you or Matt want to handle that. I'll give it to you, and if you think it's a real hard question, give it to Matt.
You know, the funny thing is that Matt usually turns the real hard questions over to me. So
right. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. I was like just that. Giving you an out. That's all.
No. So our marketing kit is available to our member schools. It's available digitally online on our Catholic Schools Week page. So that's ncea.org/CSW. And you'll be able to download the marketing kit as well as the tool and templates there. We also send a print copy to all member schools in the beginning of the academic year. So it went out at the end of August, and as they renew their memberships with NCEA, we send them a print copy. And then for the 2019 marketing kit, as you said as an example, some of the topics that we really emphasize is focusing on building compelling websites. Often the first step for any prospective family is the website. Before they even set foot on your campus or online, they're doing their research. So what makes a compelling website, as well as how do you use social media in a meaningful way, in an appropriate way, as well as how do you use social media to promote the digital discipleship. So we mm-hmm. give suggestions on building an online platform. We also encourage schools to take a look at their branding materials and do an audit. And it really starts in the summer months as they're doing their planning with a strong analysis of their strengths and weaknesses and really setting goals for the year. So we want them to start at the 101 level and just look at what they're doing and be honest with themselves about what they want to improve upon. And then they work on that and create benchmarks for the year to check in on how they're doing. So a lot of the market research for 2019 was informed by a recent market research study that NCEA did in partnership with Fatica, and it is exploring.
In partnership with Santa Claus, did you just say? In partnership with Santa Claus?
With Fatica, it's foundations and donors interested in Catholic activities. So
okay.
What we did is
thank
a
you.
Research study on a national level that really examines parent perspectives and perceptions of Catholic school education and why they make the choice of education as a public school option or a Catholic school option and what can Catholic schools do based on that information. So we've really been informed by that information, sharing that with schools to say, you know, this is your story and this is what parents want to hear and are they aligned? So we're working on the storytelling aspect is a big component of branding and identity for Catholic schools.
Right. And that I'll just say, you know, because I've learned this over the years, you know, it's not only important to communicate externally. It's also extremely important for school leaderships to communicate internally so that when an educator or someone is talking to a parent or something, they're all saying the same story. Okay, so that people know that this is a combined effort to get the point across. It's really important, both internal and external communication. Really good stuff. We got to go. You guys are wonderful. I wish you a happy National Catholic Schools Week, which is the last week of January this year. Gabby, as usual, this is great. Send me that link for Momentum. And Matt, thanks a million. Keep up the good work, buddy.
Absolutely. Great talking to you, Larry. Thank you.
Pleasure to have you both here. Tell everybody over there hello for me, please. Okay, have a good one. And thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Matt Russell, Gabby Gallagher from NCEA.org, National Catholic Educational Association. Good friends, good schools. Okay, they work so hard to make their schools so very good. And the statistics prove that it's working. We'll archive education-talkradio.org and tweet at EduTalkRadio. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thank you for listening.